This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Former Vice President Joe Biden is holding his first fundraising event after announcing he will run for the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Biden hopes to recapture industrial workers who voted for Donald Trump in 2016.
Biden's long touted his blue-collar roots, and St. Anselm College's Chris Galdieri says the former VP is banking on success in places like his native Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan.
I think part of Biden's pitch is that he can win back those Rust Belt states.
James Thurber at American University says Biden would be a threat there to President Trump.
Those are his people.
But Iowa State's David Anderson says Biden may not have broader appeal within a party trending more liberal and diverse, with some Democrats pushing for female and minority candidates.
Joe Biden certainly is not that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A nationwide measles outbreak has led health officials to quarantine dozens of people at two Los Angeles universities. Mike Gracia reports from AP.
Measles has hit the most populous county in the United States. Health authorities in Los Angeles announced Thursday that 119 students and 8 faculty members at UCLA and 71 students and 127 staff members at Cal State University Los Angeles were under quarantine. By Thursday afternoon, 43 came off the list at UCLA. Los Angeles County Public Health Officer Dr. Muntu Davis.
You need to stay at a specified location, and you need to stay there until such time that you are deemed as not likely to come down with the disease.
Nationally, nearly 700 measles cases have been reported this year, the highest number in the U.S. in 25 years. I'm Mike Gracia.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.